I certainly do. Yes.
Good.
I do.
I'm very much thinking about posting that screenshot of our text.
I think you should.
I might. Shit.
Yeah, I think you should. People should know, like, what we're going through, you know?
Yeah. So, in preparation for the episode that has not happened and will not happen yet, I
yeah.
opened my nuts, and
wow.
I was reading that it came with an instruction manual, which had me on edge already. As you know, and as everybody knows, I have not been looking forward to this. I'm very concerned.
Right.
And that will be shown in this screen cap that I'll probably be tweeting out here. I don't know when we're going to publish this, but I'm reading the Death Nut Challenge by Blazing yes. Foods. There's a lot of, like, really concerning things on this pamphlet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about on the back of the packaging? Or in the
within the contents
container.
Of the box.
Oh, a pamphlet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the most concerning thing that popped out at me, it was the first thing that caught my eye because it's in a different color. It says, caution, extremely hot. Wear gloves.
Wear gloves.
Which I'm...
Okay.
That's not putting me at ease at all.
I think we need to follow, by the way, do this the right way and follow all the directions as stated. Like, I think we have to do the challenge.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think I'm going to make it.
There's not an option of whether or not you're going to make it. You're going to make it.
Okay. You think I'm going to make it to the Death Nut?
I think you have to make it to the Death Nut. I don't think it's whether or not you're going to.
I see what you're doing here.
Moosing a little. Just a little.
You're boxing.
You have to do it.
You're creating.
There's no, okay. There's no debate. You know, you just have to swallow your nuts. Well, no. You know what I mean. Figuratively, swallow your nuts and chew on those nuts.
See, the other thing that has me very concerned is that the number one heat level, which is listed at mild, Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
And I've had Carolina Reaper. And
yeah,
they
might be understating things a little bit.
That's another portion of my concern.
That's right. Let's go. We'll go through all of this stuff when we actually do the official episode. But yeah,
Also,
I can do this, which I think is funny. You look like.
Oh.
Yeah, I can do that now. So I have the power to, if I sense Aaron is, you know, I get a little.
Sure.
Beep him out when I need to.
Is this new feature what's justifying us asking our listeners for money?
No, that'll be us torturing ourselves.
Yeah. For money.
I also think we need to have a certain amount of liquid, by the way, and that the liquid can only be accessible at some sort of disadvantage or something.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So
you
take a penalty of some sort if you consume liquid.
Something has to happen where if you go for the liquid, you lose out on something later. I don't know what, but
so,
if you go for the liquid, you're kind of pussing out, I think.
Okay. I have a problem. I'm very concerned about creating proposals here because I ultimately know, you know, who they will be used against, and that will probably ultimately be me primarily.
Uh-huh.
But as we were discussing earlier, we were thinking about doing this on video.
That's right.
And
we
perhaps
may.
We may. Perhaps we can screen grab an unflattering screen cap of whoever goes for the liquid first from the nut experience.
Good idea. Yeah, I think so. I'm also thinking maybe the liquid itself shouldn't be great. Perhaps that should be the thing.
Okay.
It's like maybe the liquid has, I don't know, vinegar in it or something. Oh, that wouldn't stop me. Something in it that makes you not want to. I don't know. Like you said, maybe we won't propose anything. We'll just see how it goes. See, So here's some concerns on my end. Okay. Two things. Number one, I'm afraid for my mouth.
Yes.
The physiology of my mouth, you know?
Could forever be changed.
It could forever be altered by
the death nut.
The chemicals that are being placed onto it and around it. Mm. I don't know anything about capsaicin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if capsaicin is like a toxic chemical. I have gotten high before from very spicy things, for sure. And I don't know what we're up against.
Judging by the packaging and the skull that is engulfed in flames,
the death nut.
I would say that we're up
against the death nut.
That is the death nut, and I would say that we are up against a significant challenge here, my friend. That we have really—it's a corner that we painted ourselves into. And
insanely hot challenge, it says on the box.
Yeah,
insanely hot.
Yeah,
we're insane if we do mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. We're insane, and we are.
It's true.
I have been looking forward to it.
I know.
But besides concern number one, which is the potential mouth-altering consequences of this excursion,
yeah,
is possibility number two, happenstance number two, which is the fact that we will also have to talk about stuff.
Right.
And my challenge is, what the fuck are we going to talk about? I think what the listeners should expect is like a psychedelic trip.
A lot of grunting.
Yeah, like some, like, a lot of fucking, you know, like a lot of that. Not really being sure of what's going on. Stuff like that, yeah. I hope we can get it on video. I really do. If we can only get it on audio, then we really need to sell the crunching and things like that, yeah. So,
yeah,
I'm not lubed up for it. I'll tell you that. But I am excited for it. I'm ready to take on this challenge.
I think I
will be victorious.
You think you will?
Yeah, I think I will be. I don't know what I will be victorious over, but I think I will be victorious.
Man, I don't know, man.
Feeling good about it.
Yeah, it's. I'm excited to get it over with. I would say. And get this experience behind me. Yeah.
Have you thought about what the next retarded thing that we have to do is?
No, really. This has been pretty much occupying my mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Already on the second thing. Already on the next one.
Really? What?
I don't know yet. I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
Yet. But I have ideas.
So are we going to turn the Patreon basically into like a form of Jackass?
I think the retarded stuff should go on Patreon, yeah.
Yeah.
I think our stupidity should definitely go on Patreon.
Yeah.
Sure.
And also,
like, that, you know, I'm going to do
an episode where I sound like this.
Jesus Christ, it scared the shit out of me.
And you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So I kind of sounded like AOC there for a second, actually. That was very interesting. But I'm going to, so yeah, for sure. Isn't this selling the product?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are going to tune in. I'm sure a lot of people are going to tune in to this disaster.
We get our numbers and they're devastating.
They're like four people. It's like our moms. Mom came out to the T-ball game.
I told my mother this was happening and she just was like, I hope they're paying you for this. And I was like, this is actually the first paid content that we're putting out. So, yes. They
theoretically
are paying us.
Theoretically, we may get paid on the back end.
We might make a big. I hope. I hope this gets like 10 million people see it for some strange reason. Watch three retarded people on the internet torture themselves with capsaicin.
But people actually think that we are mentally retarded, and that's why it gets big.
You know, it's really interesting that I thought about that. the other day, totally unrelated topic, but that the three of us are three different archetypes of retarded. And I think that that really plays to our advantage. Because in the libertarian community, right, like you have, you know, very smart figures out there, right? A lot of very intelligent guys, right? And then you have a lot of funny guys also. You have a lot of intelligent guys and you have a lot of funny guys. Not a lot of retards.
Right.
But us, we have this like tripartite retardation thing going on. Like,
it's like Dragon Force.
All right, so what's his name? Lenny from Grapes of Wrath or whatever the book is, where he strangles the rabbits and then he kills the woman. The retarded guy who is played by John Malkovich, probably, in that movie, maybe. That's Aaron. He's that kind of retarded. You know, he's like, I am mentally challenged, but I'm in prison. You know what I mean? Like one of those guys?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You know that guy? You met that guy?
Yeah. I podcast with him every week.
Yeah. Yep. And then I get a roadblock between you and I because we're similar kinds of retarded, but I think that there's some key differences.
There are.
I think you're like more day trader retard. And you know what I mean? Like there's just more energy there. There's a lot more energy and a joie de vie. There's a lot of joy of life.
A willingness to disregard ridiculous amounts of risk for a whim, I would say.
Right. Uh-huh. Yep. And then I am the kind of retarded who will talk to himself for hours on the street. I'll tell you, when I did this...
When I put this thing together where I got the voices and I could
switch between them, and now I'm an elf, and now I'm in the cave or whatever the cave
is. I love the cave one, man, I gotta tell you.
The cave one is really funny.
Yeah, that's key.
So I was putting all of those together, and I managed to get a boom arm mic thing, whatever you call that, like an arm. And now when I can move it around my room, all around my room.
You can explore
the
space.
I can walk like... Do you remember when we found out that Dino records standing up?
Oh, yes. There was one episode where it was very intense.
It was incredibly intense. And so what I'm doing right now, I don't know if you can hear the change in presence, but I just stood up. And I feel fucking fantastic.
I bet. I bet you look great, too.
I feel great. I look great. I'm standing up. Talking
now,
into a microphone.
When you did that,
like I'm Prince.
You were continuing to talk, and you just simply stood up with your thumb and perhaps forefinger on the boom mic, and it just went with you.
It did. That's all I had to do.
It's incredible.
Yep.
You're an innovator.
That's all I had to do. I innovated. I did. And now look at this. Not only can I stand, but I can
stand, and I can do some intimidating vocal work. You know what I mean? Like, hey, buddy, I'm an ogre. Go fuck yourself.
You like that? That's good. It's that's you good know what stuff. I mean? It commands that's a lot of presence. If I turn on my webcam, which you saw I just purchased as well, because Pete harangued me into getting a webcam and made me feel bad about it through text messages.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he called me a poor. And
okay.
So, if I had that webcam on right now, I would be at eye level with the webcam right now because I'm a midget, and I'd be staring directly into it and doing that deep voice, and I would be like, come get me.
That'd be very
like,
intense.
I dare you. Yeah. I feel
do
very
like the,
libertarian.
I need to get a new webcam because mine I got like 10 years ago, and I don't even know if it's HD. I need to.
No.
You know what? Before we recorded, we were on Zoom briefly. Because you wanted to do this on video, so we were.
That's right. And I'm gonna sit back down, by the way, because I feel like you're in a good space, and I feel like I'm domineering over you.
Join me. Join
I'm
me.
I'm gonna
down
sit
here.
Back down.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Your setup looked so aesthetically pleasing that I said maybe I'll not look homeless on my webcam, like perhaps for an episode or two, and actually get my space how I want it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're an inspiration.
Oh, thanks. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that's where that story was going. That's fantastic.
The end. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I still don't have a What do they call it? A windbreaker? No, that's not what they call it. Let's try again.
Yeah, the pop filter.
The thing you put out, your pop filter. I still don't have one of those. I use a sock. I feel like the sock does exactly what needs to be done. You know? I don't feel like you need a
pop filter, man.
But then again, if I start popping, somebody let me know. If I'm popping, maybe
I'll get sexy with it, you know? Yeah, and you won't hear me pop. You'll pop.
I do that. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't give a... Just a little late on the draw there. Doesn't quite work when you do that. I also, Carr, I wanted to show you one more voice I don't think we went into.
And it goes like this. I can sing with this one.
Oh my god. Pretty is that like good. A Daft Punk auto-tune?
It is.
That's
something
crazy.
Like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that is a little bit
like that. But then you want to sing.
Yeah, that's really, I like that. That's pleasant.
Right?
I've been, you know, and this is something that I've been texting with you. I've been like debating whether I want to upgrade my microphone.
Yeah.
I have this $30 microphone that I bought 5 years ago. And mm-hmm. I just feel like it's one of those things where I don't want to mess with it because I feel like it sounds okay.
It does.
Yeah. And so maybe I just won't.
It does, but if you got a professional mic, I think you probably could explore different avenues of doing things with the mic, like getting the voice changer and the, you know, because I think the bad quality of the mic will be more noticeable once you start actually fucking with the sound.
Perhaps.
But I don't know. It's always been, yours mic has never caused issues. That's
no,
one
right.
thing that we can count on is that your mic will never cause issues.
The bedrock
Other
of this
things
podcast.
That you have cause issues, including your beloved fiber internet.
Virtually every other possession I have causes me issues, but this mic has never failed me.
Not that mic. So let's leave it be. It's a great mic. Yeah. Although it would be great if we could get you to get the voice mod so that maybe you pop in with a, you know,
like a go fuck yourself, guys.
Something like that. I don't know. Come in on the phone, something. I don't know. We have a lot of avenues to explore coming in the future once we get our vaccines and we can be smart again. oh, yeah. Sorry, I guess we're not getting the vaccine for the show. That was going to be my next suggestion. Is that we one of us gets the vaccine for the podcast.
Oh, that's how we torture ourselves. We get a vaccine.
Let's see what happens.
God.
Oh, he's got 105 fever today.
We're still
like
podcasting. Oh. Just groaning from bed.
That would be great. Actually, what's great is where this mic is, I can actually go into bed from here.
Wow.
So I might just do an episode where I'm in bed.
I remember the old days. I feel like he used to do that. I remember one time I asked you what you were doing because you didn't respond to a question. You said casually that you were playing Nintendo Switch. And I was like, wow, that's...
That incredible. I was doing that at one time.
I think you were doing that
I've played a lot of video games while we record, but ever since we moved into the studio together, it's been a little harder to do that under the table while you're watching.
I watch you.
Yeah, that's right. You do. You certainly do. Man, any final words on this nut? You think of that, like, is there anything about the nut that you expect? Like, you really don't think you're going to get through this?
I don't know, man. I just, like...
You don't believe in yourself? Or do you believe in yourself?
I do believe in myself, but I believe this is a lot of
too
nut.
Much.
That's where my concern lies.
Yeah, it is a lot of nut. It's a tremendous amount of nut, actually. I'm looking at it. I'm just looking at the package.
Yeah,
just looking at the package. Yeah.
Now, here's a question for you. Are we having just one nut, or are we consuming the whole nut each time of each success?
Oh, we got to... Well, we have to follow what the directions say, which I assume they say...
The whole nut.
You have to eat the entire contents of the package, which could be anywhere, but looks like six nuts, four to six nuts in each,
just
covered in heat.
The bottom, the other thing that concerns me is like the powder on the outside of the nut.
Yeah, I do because listeners, the nut, the way that the nut is spiced, as you can imagine, is it as you get farther down, it looks like there's an increasing amount of powder laid on top of the nut. And it does look like that powder is quite shakeable. So like, people could be getting different doses. So I don't know how we're going to deal with that situation, because I already know Aaron has polished his nuts off. You know what I mean?
No, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. He's
paper toweled them. Yeah. Put him in a cup with a paper towel, covered
it. You know
it,
what would be fun?
Flopped him around.
You know what would be fun would be if this was a kind of like a play-along adventure for the listeners, if any of the listeners. You know, since we're kind of improvising now because Aaron totally dropped the ball, we could give the listeners, if we release this, like now, we could give the listeners a week to go and get a nut and just...
Get a nut and play along.
Play along. Play.
Wow.
You know, we have our nuts. The listeners have their nuts, and we're all just nutting.
Fucking good idea.
Right.
I think we, and I could edit this out if this isn't how we want to do it, but I think if they buy the nut, there has to be a way where we can let them watch the episode.
Yeah.
Without having to pay, because you can't pay for the nut. I mean,
they'd have to prove that they did.
They had
not
to prove
though.
That they did that. And then that could get into a lot of logistical work, but I think we could get it done.
Could.
I think we could get it done. Perhaps.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, I certainly welcome, and we'll make another announcement about this for sure beforehand when we figure out how to do this. But if you want to buy a package of those nuts, they're not incredibly expensive, and you would be definitely suffering along with us, and that doesn't benefit you at all. So I don't know why you would do it, other than Carr attempting once again to weasel another suggestion out there that you should torture yourself along with us, which I agree with. I agree with. But Carr's been weaseling. Carr, you've been weaseling. Carr, you deeply fear heat, the flavor.
It's just,
you don't want to go to Flavortown.
No, I want to go to Flavortown. I just don't want to go to, like, mouth... Melt town.
Heat space.
Yeah, heat space. Yeah, I want to go to Flavor. Yeah, Flavor Town is right down the street from Heat Space, and I don't want to go to Heat Space. I don't want to, if I make the wrong turn, I'm not going to end up in Flavor Town. I'm just
going to
end.
We're
up
going
in-
to Heat Space. Yeah. That's where we're going
God.
For sure.
Yeah, like
take
the
a
first
right
one
turn at Flavor Town. That's going to be it. Oh man, I got to find the right voice for this. This could be pretty good. Fuck. Try
the first.
How about this? Something like, you're entering the heat space. I don't know. What
could
we
do? I could, like, do an intro for us. Bum, bum, ba, da, 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 da. Something like that.
Well, it could be super nice in the beginning. It could be super, like, warm and welcoming. Maybe the Daft Punk, like, come on with us on a trip to Flavortown. And then it's like, psych, this is heat space.
come on with us. To Flavortown.
Actually, it's Heat Space.
Heat Space 9?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
That's it right there.
Heat Space 9.
Heat Space 9.
That's good stuff.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to it, really.
Fuck,
I'm not.
Me neither, no. It's gonna suck.
Not looking forward to it.
Well, fuck, man. Yeah. Well,
you know, I mean, the weird thing is there's, unfortunately, the other problem with this is there aren't many podcasters who would do this as their first Patreon thing.
I would argue we're setting a standard here.
Yeah, it could be zero. We're setting a standard here that we can't possibly live up to in the future. And so just dash the hopes of anybody to think this is the kind of content we could possibly do all the time. There's no way. I could never.
Maybe our business model the entire time was to get a bunch of people to subscribe to Patreon for the first month and then just coast on that 1 month of cash for the rest
of our crack addicted lives.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe we could.
Tune in to find out.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Yep.
Okay. Is that a
feeling the heat?
I can't wait until I eat. I can't wait until I'm munching on the fourth nut and I flip over. Fuck!
Just auto-tuned whimpering.
Why did I have to do this to myself? Ooh. God. It's going to be a nightmare. Yeah, it's really going to be a nightmare. But it'll be a good nightmare, and I hope a lot of people give us cash so that they can join us along for the ride and hear it. I really hope so. Because I need cash now. Money. I need my nut now, and I need my cash now. I need my nut and my money today.
Yeah. Well, that's the American dream, right?
Yeah, get that nut and that money. That's right. That's what Thomas Paine said.
I don't think there's any better place to end it than there. What do you think?
No, that's good. I nutted. I pre-cummed. I pre-nutted.
Fuck!
All right. I don't even know how we're going to wrap up these Patreon episodes. I certainly can't tell
you. I don't know.
That.
Is this a Patreon episode, or is this the dual Patreon regular timeline
that's
episode?
That's not a bad idea. We can tease the nut, and then we can we can put it on the
this
we can
is
do
what
a,
you should expect when you subscribe to the Patreon is this is
it's like
things
anti,
like this
it's like anti-marketing. It's like torpedoing our own brand.
It really is. How shitty can their podcast get?
Yeah, we're even worse than the free episodes. So yeah, maybe we just publish this as a bonus on our main RSS, but we publish it also on the Patreon just to get it going, and we can, and then you know everybody can get ready for us to nut next week.
Nut, yeah, we'll nut. We'll set an official date for our nut out, and we'll figure out whether or not our nuts can be filmed, and we hopefully they can.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Bye bye.
Alrighty.
Go fuck yourself.